Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, and welcome to yet another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And what a show we've got coming up. What podcast, what show, whatever. It's a biggie today, so pin back your lug holes. And of course, we begin with my show, as always. Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. And the fallout on another busy evening of football in the Premier League and Championship.
And Yarmolenko's onside. He cuts in past the defender. He fires home. And he surely fires West Ham United 3 points clear of the relegation zone. A wonderful counter-attack from West Ham. It's West Ham 3, Chelsea 2.
The problem with it is there's never been up with the mood, there's never been up with anything up with the squad, but obviously results, people think there is. We've come back, the players have been in really good shape, we've been hard at it for a long time, preparing for this because we know how difficult the situation will be, and people can say things and they don't know anything about the work or the effort we've put in. Tonight we took a few chances when we got them. We got 3 goals tonight, and I have to say it was a great effort by the players and well deserved in the end.
The result's disappointing. I'm not bothered about being at West Ham or not. We're trying to get into the Champions League positions, and we want to win games. We've been on a good run of 3 games, but with us this season, we know consistency is an issue, and tonight we showed why, because we dominated big parts of the game, but we concede 3 for our own errors and don't probably make enough of the domination. So we know we've got work to do. I knew that anyway.
Everyone, and welcome to another sports bar. But it's not just another sports bar, is it? It's not just another sports bar, is it, West Ham fans? Is it Chelsea fans? Is it Jason Cundy?
Hello,
evening,
mate.
Jason.
Hello, mate. How are you doing? You all right?
How are you?
We were pony. I've got, West Ham played the game they wanted to play, and, you know, fair play. We had... I'm just so disappointed in us, in so many... I deserve it. We deserve it. We absolutely deserve it. Deserve it tonight. Got no complaints. Jeez. Honestly, we're so bad at set pieces. So bad.
Bournemouth 0, Newcastle 4. What started as a pivotal night for the Cherries in their hopes of staying in the Premier League is turning into an utterly humiliating and embarrassing one. It's a first Premier League goal for Valentino Lazaro off the bench for Newcastle. Jonjo Shelvey picked up the ball on the halfway line, was allowed the freedom of the Bournemouth half of the field to make his way towards the penalty area, rolled it forward for Lazaro, left-footed, lifted his shot over Aaron Ramsdale into the back of the Bournemouth net. Bournemouth 0, Newcastle 4.
I think there's an element where the confidence, of course, will be damaged. I don't think you go on the run that we've been on without that being damaged. But I still feel they hold their confidence in themselves individually, but the confidence of the team has to return. You know, we have to have that belief that we can win anywhere. We're going to have to win anywhere because the fixtures we have to come are tough and difficult, but maybe that can go in our favour.
Now, Crystal Palace's Andros Townsend was on The Breakfast Show with the wonderful Laura Woods and Super Ali McQuist. He spoke about the Black Lives Matter stance taken by the Premier League, and he distanced himself and other players from the recent political message behind the BLM activists on Twitter.
As far as I'm aware, we were never part of a political organisation or this organisation, Black Lives Matter. It was merely a phrase coined together we want black life, we want a black life to matter. And that's the main thing for us, that it's the phrase that we want to use, but we are not in any way
connected to
the actual organization. And I think that was made clear from day one. But for me, that's always the case when you're trying to do good things, when you're trying to help change the perception. There's always going to be people that try and bring you down, and this is just an obstacle. With the Premier League, they've made it clear. I'm sure the Premier League captains will come out and make it clear, and we can move on and move forward in trying to make real change.
Now, the news broke at 12:30 that Wigan Athletic Football Club have gone into administration. Jim White announced the news on air. Then he and Natalie were joined by the former owner, Dave Whelan, who told them that he may look to step in to save the club.
Such sad news to bring you at 12:30 this Wednesday lunchtime. A great club in English football has now fully felt the effects of COVID-19, because Wigan Athletic have just announced the club has gone into administration. So this is very sad news. Of course, one-time cup winners, they won the cup. They beat Manchester City, of course. And the man who was at the top of the club for so long, Dave Whelan, he'll be so saddened to hear this news. But Natalie, Wigan Athletic have gone into administration.
Yeah, and we have a statement from the administrators who say our immediate objectives are to ensure the club completes all its fixtures this season and to urgently find interested parties to save Wigan Athletic FC and the jobs of the people who work for the club. Obviously, the suspension of the championship season due to COVID-19 has had a significant impact on the recent fortunes of the club. They say Wigan Athletic has been a focal point and source of pride for the town since 1932. And anyone who is interested in buying this historic sporting institution should contact the joint administrators directly, Jim.
It's very, very sad. So on the pitch, the club's doing okay at the moment. Mid-table in the championship, they beat Stoke last night by 3-0. But off the field, obviously, it is financial chaos.
3 minutes of added time at the end of the game, but here's a corner which Maloney will take in towards the near post.
Ben Watson, who broke his leg and was out for the whole season, has glanced the header into the net and broken Manchester City's hearts and sent Wigan into heaven. They're going to win the FA Cup.
I'm shocked. I just do not understand it. I mean, it's so sudden. I mean, they play last night and win. They've won 5-6 in a row. I really can't understand it. I'll have to just try, because the people of Wigan will be in absolute shock, because I am. I'm going to have to look what's going on, because Wigan is Wigan, and I built the stadium. The stadium's called after me, DW Stadium. I'm going to have to see if I can help in any way, shape or form.
And staying with Wigan, this is the former defender Matt Jackson on TalkSport 2, who is worried for the club as well as the town itself.
Certainly the history, the part that I played there as a player and with my teammates coming through and the management staff, the story that we went on, then for the boys to take that on and win the FA Cup and the Whelan era was so fantastic, and it is just desperately sad. And it just feels like a little bit of life goes out of the town, you know, when the ownership changes, and it just brings such pressures. The pressures of Championship football with the promised land of the Premier League at the end of it brings so much pressure on football clubs. Don't know by any stretch the full detail of it. I just hope the club can come through it, exist and find a way, a foundation that they can all move forward together.
Now, the Man City manager, Pep Guardiola or Guardiola, which one is it? Guard or Guard? It doesn't matter. This is Pep. And he's been speaking to the media ahead of their game against Liverpool tonight. It was the Moose, Ian Abrahams, who spoke to Pep for TalkSport and asked him how he pronounces his surname. No, sorry, my mistake. And asked about the difficulty of retaining the Premier League title, which, of course, they've already done, Moose.
The winner also want to be beaten, and the opponents want to show that they are good too. And we're going to make Liverpool feel next season. So, and I think the other opponents that try to fight with them for the next chapters in the Premier League.
Back now to Andros Townsend on Breakfast, recalling his time as a youngster on loan at Ipswich, playing under Roy Keane and his slightly intense management style. That's Roy Keane's, not Andros Townsend.
After a game, he'd lock you in the dressing room for about an hour. he'd go around the dressing room telling each player what he thinks of them, and he didn't mince his words. And yeah, unfortunately, I was, as a like a young, tricky winger who wasn't really, didn't really buy into the defensive side of the game back then, he was, unfortunately, he was pretty tough on me.
We were speaking to Darren Bent the other day, and he has a story about Roy Keane, about how he would do exactly that, lock you in the dressing room, go around, dress everybody down, say things like, he was even annoyed if you were drinking Lucozade.
He'd drift off, he'd start by speaking about the game, and then within 10 minutes he's speaking about stuff that has zero relation to football, and that, and then he'd always find a way to end with a joke. So an hour later, he's grilled every single person, but he'd always find a way to end with, on a funny note. It was very bizarre.
Did he tell jokes? I can't imagine Roy Keane being a joke teller.
For Roy Keane, it was a joke, and because you were so afraid of him, you'd laugh.
Here's another H&J Clips Rewind. This goes all the way back, would you believe, to 1905. Yeah, just 4 years after Spurs became the first and only club to win the FA Cup as a non-league side.
This is Ian Collins, looking ahead to that night's Mike Dickin show.
Mr Dickin, 10 o'clock. It's the big Friday Dickin blowout. And if you fancy a large portion of the Dick Man...
Yeah, probably better nicknames for Ian, as I'm sure you were well aware at the time. And returning to Alan Brazil again with news of a competition winner, and the good news was he'd won an SAS-style weekend, we think.
By the way, yesterday Derek Edwards from Innsworth won a SAS weekend for him and his mate.
What's a SAS weekend? Was it a sassy weekend? He was a Scotsman who'd won a weekend in England, or I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. Probably thinking about it a bit too much. And finally, it's Beaky, once again turning to the subject of music.
Well, you got the first one half right. It was Rolling Stones, yes. Brown Sugar it was. The second famous one, Jimi Hendrix and Voodoo Child. And I wouldn't have got the third one, but Al knew it. Linrid Skynyrd.
Linrid Skynyrd?
Linrid Skynyrd.
Oh, yeah.
He's making it sound very East Lancs, isn't he? It's like Bumble was doing it, wasn't it, really? Linrid Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama. Very good.
Now, after a tricky restart to the season, Sheffield United host Jose Mourinho's Spurs side tonight in the Premier League. Blades boss Chris Wilder told TalkSport's Moosey that any suggestion that Mourinho is in decline as a manager is just garbage.
I'm sure there might be a few people that when Man United were rebuilding, that they might have talked about somebody else in those sort of terms as well. I think you're always judged, aren't you? You're always judged as a manager, you're always judged as a player, you're always judged as a team. Short term, the only time to reflect on that is when he possibly finishes, and that's the only time that to make a judgment on it, in my opinion, or a length of time. But I'm a big fan.
If he was a special one, what tag would you give yourself?
Oh, dear me. They're not so special one at the moment. The very, very ordinary one. The very, very average one.
No, come on.
Very, very frustrated with my team one.
And after Liverpool were crowned champions last week, hurts even to say it, the Spurs boss, Jose Mourinho, it's not Jose, it's Jose, it's with a J because he's from Portugal. So if he was Spanish, it would be a J, but it's not, it's a J. So case closed on that one. Anyway, he began by telling TalkSport's Moosey that Jurgen Klopp's side were worthy champions. God, this must have hurt.
I think what they did is what you have to do. When you trust a manager you trust. And doesn't matter how you do in your first season, doesn't matter how you do in your second season, you keep working because you believe in him, so you keep working together. So if the results in the first season are not good, you improve. If the results in the second season are not good, you keep improving. And you go to the third season, and you go to the fourth, and of course when the manager is good, and when the structure behind is good, and when they manage to do a collective work like they did, the results arrive. So I think is a great example for people that thinks that in football everything is done in 1 week, in 1 month, or in 1 year. So I double my compliments to them exactly because of the profile and the way they accepted that it was a project. Well done.
And speaking of old Kloppy, the man himself, Well, just told you, Jurgen Klopp. He's told TalkSport there are lots of little things that Liverpool can still do despite clinching the Premier League title. He says that the club are only in the middle of something, not something, as some people say. It really annoys me when people go, oh yeah, I think it's something. There's a G on the end, not a K. Anyway, he said the club are only in the middle of something and they want more. By the way, you don't know this, but when Jurgen was talking, he had a cap on and we could see lots of his teeth.
Other teams develop, we have to develop. The best way you develop before the other teams develop, but it's difficult. So how is it? The good things, the consistency level we showed so far. So, and now the challenge is to keep that. That's how it is. And that would be already development to keep that over such a long period. So a lot of things, what we can do better, what we can do different, which is sometimes better as well, and what we can do even more consistent. And that's what we have to ask ourselves for. That's all. We are very demanding, all with ourselves. So that's not, will not be a problem. How's that? We are not tired. We are just in the middle of something and we want to go. That's it.
And we bookend the podcast with a little bit more sports bar magic just for you. Are you doing magic on the show? That's a bit pointless. It's radio. No one can see. It's just the terminology, mate. Oh, I get it.
Drilled it in, almost at knee height. It's come out as far as Cedric, who strikes it left-footed and scores on his debut. Cedric Suarez makes it 4 for Arsenal. I doubt he even dreaded that last night. It came to him on the edge of the penalty area.
It took Cedric Suarez less than 4 minutes to score. Less than 4 minutes to score as many Premier League goals for Arsenal as he did in 120 appearances for Southampton, which is 10,000 minutes.
Right, I'm just waiting for number one.
Oh,
now,
so good.
You've built it.
Oh, so
okay,
good.
Let's do it.
One.
I'll tell you, honestly, you're so lucky I'm not in that building, Josh. So lucky.
Today.
Josh, do it again.
Don't do it again, Josh.
Today.
Do it again.
Don't do it again, Josh.
Do it again.
One. Here's the thing. No way has he got the guts to press that button again.
Josh.
No way has he got the guts.
Josh.
He knows.
One more.
He wouldn't do it. Hasn't got a penis, Jay. Here we go.
Nope. Five, stat number four, one. Three, two,
one.
Press the button now. Yeah! Go on, Joshua.
Hi, is that HR? Yeah, P45 department, please.
Willian became the first player ever to score a Premier League goal in every month of the year. What's that?
Oh, wow, yeah, because that's amazing.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
It's
that
a beautiful
stat.
There you go, boys.
Oh, that's
beautiful. That, I applaud that one.
Yes.
That's incredible. Is he the first player ever? Did you say Premier League or player?
He's got to be the first player, isn't he?
Anyway, those were tonight's stats.
Make a judgment call now, go one way or the other, and stick to it.
How long did it take you when you decided to make a judgment call? Was it a quick decision or not?
Bang, yes, I snapped my fingers and it went bang, done, yeah. Because the judgment call, actually, it isn't a judgment call, you know the right answer.
Can I ask,
is this coming now
under the banner of serious? Because we do have nothing serious as one of our rules on the show. Can't do serious. We can't do it. Not when there's kids involved.
It did get a little bit serious, actually, didn't it?
Yeah. Your advice. I was waiting for you to make some kind of reference about the Shard or something, but very serious advice from Cundy.
And we could take them both up the Shard, couldn't we, at the same time?
Back to normal. But that's it for another podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. I certainly have. I really have. Actually, have I enjoyed it? Let me just think. It's been all right. I'll be honest with you. I'm just sitting in front of a computer with a microphone in my face, just talking, words falling out my mouth. Yeah, been okay. I'm not going to lie to you. I've got a relationship now, haven't I? Me and you podcast listeners. So I'll be honest with you. Yeah, I've enjoyed it. Have I? Yeah, no, I have. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I hope you have. Before I go, let me tell you that, of course, you can download past or future poddies via Acast, Spotify or Apple Poddies podcast. That's it. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day. But if you don't blame me. Nothing to do with me. I just hope you have a good old day. Keep your distance. Where are we at now? So you can visit your neighbour if they're in a bubble. You can buy a car. Still can't go to hairdressers yet. That's Saturday. And the pub's open as well then. Are we on lockdown? Does anyone... Where are we at? Just be safe, everyone. Just be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.